What the heck is an arm loan? Stay tuned because we're about to tell ya. What's up, guys? Back with another video. I am here with my man, Steve Wilcox, with Primary Residential Mortgage. What's the I stand for? Incorporation. I doesn't matter. It's the PRM. But we're learning about ARM loans because in this market, people are still trying to get into houses. And so we want to educate you. There are a lot of other lenders that are pushing this or promoting it. So we want to just kind of educate you on whether it's a good idea for you or not. And I'm kind of learning along the way, so I'll ask questions that I think that you all might have. But Steve's going to really dive into them. He's the expert. That's why we came to his beautiful office. And so it's the ARM loan is an adjustable rate. So you can do 3-year, 5-year, 7-year. And what I guess the best question is, why would somebody pick an ARM loan over a traditional loan, and what are the advantages, maybe the risks, and you can kind of jump into it that way.
Well, Jordan, thanks for having me today. The big thing that I've noticed, I've been in this business for quite a while, and I've had this question a lot, so I'm glad that Jordan had brought it up to me so we could at least chat about it and put some information out there to you guys. But big thing right now is interest rates are up, right? And with house prices continuing to rise, interest rates continue to rise, you do run into affordability problems, meaning we're not comfortable with our house payments. And so there are lenders right now that I've noticed that are really pushing and promoting these products. So essentially they look to the consumer that they're cheaper. Well, they're cheaper because they're steering away from the traditional fixed rate loans, whether it's a 30-year, 20-year, 15-year fixed rate, and going to an ARM. And those adjustable rate mortgages, like Jordan mentioned, so you have 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, 10-year. The biggest thing with that is that rate is only fixed for that 3-year period or 5-year period, 7-year period. And then after that, it's adjustable for the remainder of that loan period.
So does it go after it, after, let's say it's a 3-year, let's go 5-year. Okay. Say it's 5-year.
Okay.
After that 5 years is up, you're just stuck with the mortgage rate currently, or can it fluctuate? Let's say it's a 5-year, but is it like a 5-year but 30-year, like a traditional loan? So it's the first 5 years and then the 25 years after that.
Correct. So it's amortized over the 30 years. You are correct.
Okay. So after the 5 years is up,
it goes off of, you know, like, I mean, there's different calculations, and I'm not going to get too far into that today, but it goes off of whatever prime and the margins are at that time.
But does it become a fixed rate after the 5 years?
Nope.
It's adjustable throughout the whole thing.
Remaining of those 25 years.
Okay.
So there is risk to people because you don't know. You know, most of the time when you get in a mortgage, you know your payment's going to stay the same for 30 years, other than a little bit of fluctuation with property taxes and homeowners insurance, where on these loans, after that, say, 5-year period, you don't know what your payment's going to be because it is going to fluctuate.
How often can it fluctuate?
Everyone is going to be different just because there's different time periods, but some they adjust every 6 months, some change every year.
Okay.
So, you know, there's different types of ARM options and they have different types of adjustability time periods.
So I've seen some other realtors and things floating around where it says date the interest rate and marry the home, right?
Correct.
So you want to marry the home, and right now we've always talked about with clients, you know, buy the home now if you find what you love, yep, and then refinance.
Yep.
Is that an option with ARMs? Let's say I go my first 5 years, can you just refinance into a new conventional loan?
Absolutely. So that's one thing, you know, as long as the market stays in a steady appreciation like we're seeing, there's not a ton of risk. It's just if you, you know, if the market for some reason went the other way and you got stuck in an adjustable rate mortgage, that's where you're going to have your risk. But if, you know, the market keeps going like it's going, you find the house now, you take that lower rate now on, say, that ARM option, you can still refinance it. The biggest change, I mean, these ARM loans, if you look back, I mean, there's a lot of products coming back that kind of went away for a while, and ARM loans were one of them. You know, if you know back in the recession that we had where the market crashed in 2008, ARM loans were very common at that time. And so there's a lot of talk about that, but I will say they're different now. They do not have those prepayment penalties that they had prior. So before, when you got an ARM loan, most of the time they had like a 1 or 2 year prepayment penalty, which means you could not touch that loan
or refinance without being penalized.
Yep.
Okay.
Where now, if rates come down in a year, you can refinance this ARM to a 30-year fix.
That was kind of my thought. So, you know, someone wanting to get into a home now, maybe they have a job change or something, but to make their payments a little bit more affordable, get into an ARM loan for the year, and then whether rates go up or down, because, I mean, people are predicting either way they could go 8% or they could drop back down, right?
Correct.
So you kind of wait that year out, and then you can refinance into a conventional loan and get a locked rate.
Yep, just into a, you know, a traditional 30-year fixed rate at that time. Yep.
Okay. So the inherent risk of an ARM loan would be the market or the interest rates go extremely high and you're stuck with one of those.
Correct. That's really your biggest risk is let's say that, you know, I don't see this happening. There's no signs of it. I mean, we're in a steady appreciation, but let's just say that the market, you know, values in the homes drop,
right,
and you're unable to refinance, or you lost a job, or you had a late on your credit, your scores went down too low, just some unforeseen thing prevents you from being able to refinance. That is where you'd have the biggest risk being in an ARM loan, because you're stuck with that adjustable payment after that fixed period and you can't get out of it because at that time maybe you don't qualify.
Right. Okay. So then the other side of it, the biggest benefit is you're able to get into home sooner for a more affordable payment. So like, if let's do the 5 year right now, what would be the difference in interest rates?
About 1% on average is what we're seeing. You know, could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more, but I'm just going to do a 1%.
1%.
Uh-huh.
And then if you do a 3 year, it's a little lower, correct?
Typically, I mean, it depends on what's trading on the secondary market the best. But from what I was looking at, I actually looked this morning just so I could have some stats for you guys. That 5 year option was actually priced out better than the 3 and the 7 year option. And I'm not sure if that's just, you know, the way things are trading on the secondary market, but that 5 year was
yeah,
priced out, meaning the lowest interest rate option that I had at this time.
Okay. So that's the importance of finding a good realtor, but then also finding a lender that is awesome. I've used Steve on pretty much every transaction just because he gets stuff done and I trust him and everything moves quickly. So if you guys have questions about these ARM loans, reach out to me or Steve and we can get you answers and even go over different type of loans that may work for you better if it's conventional. But I think some of the best advice right now is, you know, marry the home, not the rate. I think,
agreed.
I personally think the rates are going to come back down. Do you?
Yes, okay. Very much. So I actually listened to a video this morning from our economist that came out, and we're starting to see the market's finally trying to, you know, improve right now. Not saying it's going to get way good just yet. You know, I don't want to count our eggs before they hatch, but the biggest challenge is the bond market and inflation are each other's biggest enemies. And the bond market is what interest rates are based off of. So with inflation so high, bonds are not liking it. And that is why we're seeing interest rates doing what they're doing. But as soon as we can get inflation in check, which the Feds are working on, and if we go into a recession, which we are predicted to do, rates are going to come right back down. And so, like Jordan says, get into that house now, because that house now is still going to be a cheaper price than 6 months from now, a year from now, a year and a half from now. So if you can get into the house now, you at least lock in your price.
I still think, I mean, houses are sitting a little bit longer, which is also good for buyers because they're able to spend a little bit more time on their search. But I haven't really noticed prices dropping extremely. There are some that, you know, could be sitting for 30 days, 45 days, and depending on the motivation of the seller, they could be dropping. But even house prices are, what's the word?
Appreciating.
Appreciating, yeah. Or, you know, the projection is that they're going to appreciate. Yep. So, I would just say reach out to one of us if you have questions. I know home buying is stressful and there's a lot of things to learn. So there's going to be links down below where you can go directly to Steve's website or my website. Reach out to either one of us. Me and Steve work pretty hand in hand and are always communicating throughout the days or the weeks. So we're on the same page. But reach out to us. There's plenty of options. If you find a home that you love or want to go see one, I think there's ways to get creative and coming up with a personalized plan for what you feel comfortable with, basically based on your personality and your risk and your income. All of that plays a factor into which loan you should be choosing.
I agree with you on that. And, you know, one other thing I want to bring up, I mean, I've done this, like I said, I've been in this game for 17 years. And the last 2 years I have, you know, it's been pretty wild. If you didn't have a bunch of cash to pay for, you know, a home above appraised value, it was very difficult for you to get into a home. One thing with interest rates being up, it's priced a lot of people out. And I say that, you know.
Yeah, we've had two
people
sitting at the same desk. Yes. Almost July, January, they could have probably bought. They waited a little bit, which was a common theme for people. They're like, oh, I'm going to wait till the market cools down. And it's kind of cooling down now, but it's like, okay, but now that you waited, you're priced out. So
interest rates have went up 2.5%, you know, and that affects people's affordability.
Right.
And so that's one thing that I've seen right now is if you can qualify now, you have very limited, you're still competing, but not like you were where there was 20, 30 offers on a home.
Definitely. Yeah. One of my partners had a listing that had one offer on it.
Yeah.
So it's nice if you can. It's a great time to buy for that reason.
Yes.
I know a lot of people got exhausted fighting for homes and may have lost confidence or the enthusiasm to go get one. So now may be the time to try again. So if you have questions, drop them in the comments below. Text them to me or Steve. And we'll help you. We'll help you out with whatever you guys need. And we appreciate you watching. Stay tuned. We've got more coming.